1029 Big Country Hits. I'm Susan. In the studio with me, a special guest author, Christy Heitker-Ewing. And you have just, now is this book brand spanking new that I have in my hand?
It's relatively new. It was published at the end of January, but I've just been kind of doing the book tour up here in northern Michigan since this is kind of a cabin country.
Yeah, that was one of the questions I was going to ask, because it's amusing tales and time spent at the family retreat. Is this picture here from your actual cabin?
No, a lot of people ask me that. That was a publisher, you know, he chose that picture because he thought it looked like the everyman kind of cabin.
It's very beautiful. Now, is your cabin this beautiful?
I think it is.
Cabin Glory is the name of the book, and then Amusing Tales. How'd you come up with the title?
Oh, simply because they're all independent stories. One doesn't connect to the next. I divided out the book by fall, winter, spring, and summer by season, and one doesn't connect to the next. But the way that the book kind of came to be is because I write for Cabin Life magazine, and I do a column for them called Now and Then. I thought, well, I have enough stories here that I could make a book of short stories.
Found it very interesting and fun to read. And it's cool because I recognize, like, the places you're talking about, like your family's cabin is actually on Mullet Lake,
right?
And you went down and took a boat all the way to Mackinac. And it's very cool to actually, you know, you can visualize it because you do such a good job storytelling. Is there like any special message or anything that you want readers to grasp, or do you just want to kind of sit back and have them enjoy a year at the cabin?
Well, I don't know if there's a certain message, but I think some of my favorite feedback that I've gotten from readers, probably my very favorite thing was from a gentleman who was 96 years old and said to me, "I feel like you wrote my family history, my family's life story." What that's kind of what I wanted it to be, because I wanted people to read it and connect with it in a way that it's like, oh, that reminds me of the time that I did this, or, you know, because people are buying it from all over the country. It's not just northern Michigan, which is pretty cool to me, because I wanted it to be something that people from, whether you live in Georgia or North Carolina or, you know, Alaska or whatever, it's like people can connect. Anyone that's had a lake home or cabin or cottage or camp or whatever are going to have these memories that kind of harken back when they read these stories, I think.
And it's such a fun read. There's some really great stories in here. Did your family have any sort of apprehension that you might write some stories that they didn't really want to be in a book?
I didn't ask them, actually. I remember, yeah, I love Irma Bombeck, and a few readers have said, oh, this reminds me of Irma Bombeck, which is a big compliment, obviously. And one time somebody asked her, well, how do you feel, or, you know, or how do your children feel about some of the stuff that you write about? And she said, who cares? I had to laugh. I can't say that I would say who cares. I do care. But I think my dad's like super proud and happy, proud that we're sharing these memories. I don't think I wrote anything that's too incredibly embarrassing. I tried to just pick and choose the ones that I thought people would most connect with.
Is it hard to pick out specific stories? Because you can't use everything, and it'd be like War and Peace.
That's true. I don't know. I really, honestly, like I said, when I first started writing the Now and Then column for Cabin Life magazine, I just literally started making a list of just specific memories, like, you know, one sentence memories. Oh, that would be a good story. Oh, that'd be a good story. And I just made a list. And then when it was time to start writing the pieces, I just went down the list and just started writing them. And then the ones that I thought, you know, made a better story are the ones that I ultimately chose for the book.
Well, I think you did a great job picking it out. And people can find you tomorrow. You're actually going to do a book signing at Breakers in Toponabe from 4 to 6, where I'm sure you'll have plenty of copies. But if
yes,
people can't make it there, where can they find the book?
Well, obviously, it's available online. If you go to www.cabinglory.com, that's an option. But for people in this area, Purple Tree Books in Sheboygan has it. Indian River, you have Big Bear Adventures and Dross Chocolates. Petoskey, Grandpa Shorter's has it. And Aloha State Park, actually, you know, right over there, they have it at their little bookstore.
Oh, or awesome.
You know, I guess it's not a bookstore, but gift shop.
Well, do you have a personal, do you have a website for all of your writing if somebody wants to, like, follow you?
Yeah, I mean, if you just type in my name, it's just Christy Heitker Ewing.com.
Okay, wonderful. Well,
yeah.
Good luck with the book. It was a very fun read, and I encourage people to go pick it up. Breakers tomorrow, 4 to 6. Meet Christy and you'll autograph it, right?
Absolutely. I'll personalize it for them.
Again, the name of the book is Cabin Glory, Amusing Tales of Time Spent at the Family Retreat by Christy Heitker-Ewing.